السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Disrespected elders and brothers, our sisters listening and receivers. Continuing from our previous session, where we had discussed one particular sin which is prevalent in our society. And we can all make intention, inshallah, to give up sins totally from our lives. After all, the month of Ramadan is to develop this quality of taqwa in our lives. The entire reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fasting compulsory upon us has been clearly outlined in the Quran and Majeed, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The gist of that ayat is that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that this entire month of Ramadan, this fasting in the month of Ramadan, the Taraweeh Salah, the restraining of oneself from sunrise, from the Adra time till sunset, the whole purpose is to develop taqwa within our lives. Therefore, if a person fasted the entire month of Ramadan, he performed all his Taraweeh, he made tilawat of Quran Sharif, he made his khatams of the Quran Sharif, but if he didn't get this quality of taqwa in his life, then he has not really fulfilled the objective of the month of Ramadan. The example that can be given is a person goes into a business transaction with an investor. So the investor says, listen, I'm sending you to China. I'll pay for your ticket, I'll pay for the accommodation. I want you to go there, see one or two clients, prospective clients, people that can, you know, provide for you. Go and do some deals, and then you come back, and then our business will start booming, we can start becoming profitable. So now this person goes and he goes in the plane, he enjoys the first class ticket, he enjoys the trip, he goes to China, he goes to see the various attractions and distractions and whatever else they are. But he doesn't go and see any of the customers or the distributors. When he comes back, he goes back to the investor, very beautiful place. The flight was wonderful, first class ticket, everything was very comfortable. Food also was very good quality. Places in China, saw a lot of people, done a lot of things. Said, oh, very nice. But let's talk business now. He said, no, I didn't really get a chance to see anyone. Now the question that we want to ask you is, will this investor be satisfied? Will he be happy? I said, but I sent you to go and to make some profits and strike some deals. You've come back and you haven't achieved anything. Allah Ta'ala has said that this whole fasting, the reason why you are fasting from tahajjud time, from sehri time till sunset, the whole reason why you have to stand up during the night and perform 20 rakat salatul taraweeh, the whole objective and the purpose was to develop this quality of taqwa. The whole month of Ramadan has passed and you haven't achieved this taqwa. You have really haven't fulfilled the objective and the reason why fasting was made compulsory upon you. Therefore, each and everyone, and I address myself first, we need to look within ourselves that have I developed this quality of taqwa or not? And once again, what is this quality of taqwa? Kafun nafsi anil hawa. To restrain oneself, evil desires. Some have translated it as Allah consciousness. So it doesn't stop at Allah consciousness. The person is conscious of Allah, but he still commits the sin. So that Allah consciousness must drive a person to restrain himself from committing that particular sin. And that's what the whole purpose of the month of Ramadan is all about. And that is why we had brought into this particular discussion the aspect of giving up sins from our lives. And we mentioned that one of the most prevalent sins and the most difficult sins to give up across the board, whether the person is a doctor, is a lawyer, is an alim, is a qari, is a mufti, it is this glance, this evil glance. Because it's very easy. If a person who now wants to go into the club or cinema and disco and is wearing a kurta topi, it's very hard. Everybody will make him out. But you are wearing kurta topi, like what happened in Cape Town, somebody went to go and eat at a restaurant with the topi on. So it became an issue. People said, you are wearing topi and you're going inside the restaurant during the month of Ramadan. So this clothing that we have, it's difficult to do these kind of things. But whether the person is wearing a turban and kurta, to steal and cheat with the eyes is very easy. Person can be sitting right next to you and he's cheating with the eyes and admiring and casting lustful glances without even anyone realizing. So that is why it is so difficult to give up, because it's so easy to commit this particular sin. And we had mentioned three particular harms of this sin. Of course, every single sin for that matter, there is some harm. Allah Ta'ala is protecting us from harm. So we mentioned the first harm, just to revise, is that the person is violating the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. After the last talk, Allah Ta'ala reward one of the brothers, he approached me and raised the question. He said, Maulana, we are in the business and sometimes customers come in, and now they're buying goods, so now we've got to watch the customers because they don't steal anything. So this is a valid question, but we must also understand that sometimes our own nafs and our own egos, it finds an excuse, it finds a loophole. See, the nafs is very, very shrewd because it's getting enjoyment. Sometimes the nafs is getting enjoyment in something and now when you want to take it away, so now it finds some excuse. No, but you see, this is the situation. So the simple reason, the simple answer to that is that when a person is going to steal, he steals with his hands. He doesn't steal with his face. So what we need to do when the customers are coming in, we can keep our glance on the hands. And even perchance, if the person passed a glance, due to whatever reason it may have been, then it's just one of those cursory glances as a person is driving from here to Johannesburg. So now on the way, there's a lot of things that he sees. The people, the passengers, when they reach Johannesburg, they say, you saw that particular building on the fifth floor, they had one nice sign there, they were busy putting up the sign. He said, I saw a building, but I didn't see anyone doing anything. Why? Because he was focused on the road. He was focused on the road. Even if he saw something, he didn't really register. Because his gaze was on the road, especially if the person is boxed between two trucks and he's coming down a deep incline and so on. Now he's even more focusing on the road. Yet there are things around him, but he's not even properly aware of it. In the same way, this is what we term as a cursory glance. A person is driving, sometimes there's a woman walking on the road. He doesn't really pay attention to that. So that kind of a glance, that glance is not what we are speaking about. Here we are speaking about when a person is casting that particular glance where he's starting to admire and he's starting to, you know, take some kind of enjoyment. This is what is completely haram and forbidden. So we mentioned that the first aspect is the person is violating a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that should be sufficient. That my Allah has given me an instruction. I am the banda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tu barai bandagi hai yaad rakh. Khaja Azizul Hasan Mazhub rahmatullahi alayhi says, remember, you have been created for the bandagi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah ta'ala then gives you a command, there is nothing but for us to accept and obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Allah is mentioned in the Quran, Kullil mu'mineen yaghuddu min absarihim. That lower your gaze, lower it. This is a command of Allah ta'ala. And then if we are not going to fulfill this command, we become of those who are disobedient to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second particular harm we mentioned was that is a breach of trust. This eye which Allah ta'ala has given us is an amanat. It doesn't belong to us. Nothing belongs to us. This entire body that we have doesn't belong to us. This body that we have is merely a vehicle. The real essence of the human being is the soul. Right now, if the person's soul is extracted, the body will fall to the ground. The body becomes absolutely useless. In fact, they've got to quickly get rid of that body. They've got to dig a hole and put the body into the ground because if they leave that body, it's going to start rotting. So our soul is what is really the driver of everything. The soul was in Alam-e-Arwah, it went into the womb of the mother. Now it has come into this particular body that we have, this vehicle that we have. And when we leave this world, the soul continues its journey. Continues its journey. So this particular body that we have is an amanat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't belong to us. That's why suicide is completely haram. Now a person, Allah has given him these eyes to use for the pleasure of Allah. Now the person uses these eyes to disobey the command of Allah ta'ala. This is breaching of a trust. And we know that if anyone breaches a trust, this is a serious crime. And the third aspect that we mentioned is that the person becomes recipient of the curse of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now that Nabi of Allah who was rahmatul lil alameen, Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a mercy unto the universe. He had so much of love for his ummah. The fact that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could have cursed that individual who cast lustful glances clearly indicates to the seriousness and the gravity of this particular sin. Those individuals who trivialize this particular aspect of lowering the gaze, they need to ponder over this aspect. That Nabi was rahmatul lil alamin. Why would he go to the extent of cursing an individual who casts lustful glances? He said, La'ana Allahu an-nadhir wal manzur ilayh. This hadith of Rasulullah. May Allah curse the one who casts lustful glances and that individual who adorns himself or herself so that they attract the glances of others towards themselves. They too become the recipients of the curse of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is very serious. Now what is curse? We had mentioned, curse means to be far away from the rahmat of Allah. It is the opposite of rahmat. One is rahmat and one is la'nat. If a person has got la'nat, he doesn't have rahmat. It's like the two opposing factors. It's either night or it's day. It cannot be both. Either the person has got rahmat focused upon him, he's under the spotlight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat, or the person is facing la'nat, and that is being far and distant away from the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we'll just end on this aspect, is that when a person becomes, falls under the shade of Allah ta'ala's rahmat, then that person inshallah will get the ability and the courage to stay away from sins. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif, that illa ma rahima rabbi, that no person can stay away from sins except that person upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's shade of rahmat is focused. Therefore, if a person stays away from sins, as in this particular hadith, then the person will become a recipient of Allah ta'ala's rahmat. Some people say, well, it's very hard to give up sins. The reality is that when you start lowering your gaze, you come under the shade of Allah ta'ala's rahmat. When you come under the shade of Allah ta'ala's rahmat, it now becomes easy for you to give up sins. In fact, not only easy, but the Ahlullah and the friends of Allah ta'ala, they reach a stage where to give up sins not only becomes easy, it becomes enjoyable. It actually becomes enjoyable. Because they say that every moment I'm getting an opportunity to show my loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Hazrat Wala, he was going to the airport, we were also young at that time, but we recall. So he mentioned that we're going to the airport now and we're going to be tasting all the mitais and the halwas. I said, what am I speaking about? He said, when we're going to the airport now, every time there is that temptation that comes in front. There's a woman walking around, they are dressed inappropriately. So every time I lower my gaze, again I get the sweetness of Iman. I start tasting the sweetness of Iman. I said, Ya Allah, my heart wants to look. Allah has created desire and inclination in the human being. I want to look. But Ya Allah, you are more beloved to me. So now I will shatter this evil desire of mine for your pleasure. Ya Allah, just as the shaheed, he goes out and he sacrifices his life. Ya Allah, I am sacrificing my evil desire for your pleasure. Every time he does that, he tastes the sweetness of Iman and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That person who lowers his gaze for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will grant him a taste of the sweetness of Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to implement this particular aspect in our lives and give us true courage to lower our gazes and to show our loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to ultimately fulfill the objective of the month of Ramadan, and that is to develop this quality of taqwa. Wa akhiru da'wana.